The question was asked, why did God create the world? So that's a good question, and I'd like it to break it down maybe to components. When we speak about this question, so we can focus on the question, the philosophical aspect. God is not lacking, so then why is there ever change? Creation indicates a moment of change, and so why would that happen? That's one question, philosophical. We could focus on question number two, which is, why is there pain in the world? Why is there suffering? Why is there evil? Why is there bad? It's a different question. Why did God create that? And then we could focus on question number three, which is, what does God want of me? Now, the difference between the first two and the third is that the third is really practical. What does God want of me? And the first two, it's questionable whether they have practical ramifications. They might affect the way we behave because our perception of things affects the way we behave. But it's very different than understanding what does Hashem want of me.
And what is it that I do or don't do that is of any benefit or detriment to...
Oh, so that's question number four. Why would Hashem want anything of me if Hashem doesn't have any change and he's perfect? So then why would he want me to do anything? But again, I would relegate that to the first section of questions because that also will affect my perception, but it'll have much less direct impact. It'll have collateral impact. It'll affect it in an indirect way. So, let's begin with the question that impacts us first. I think that if we understand that the Torah is true, so then we know what he wants of us. Now, do we know why he wants that of us? So there are two levels to that answer. You notice I'm working my way backwards. On the one end, we can perceive certain logical reasons for mitzvot. We can perceive... that a system where children honor their parents is a system that works better. It's better for the child, it's better for the parent, it's better for the system. We can perceive that prohibiting thievery, setting up a legal system, we can perceive that that's beneficial. We can perceive that by the Torah limiting our diet, there are certain benefits to that. So there are certain things we can perceive. Even in the realm of the mitzvot that we perceive, we don't really understand. We understand, based on our level, a certain element of understanding, which is either correct or incorrect. But that doesn't mean we really understand why Hashem gave us those commandments. In the approach to the question of why Hashem commanded us the mitzvot, there are multiple approaches in the Talmud, Tractate Megillah and Tractate Sota, and there are multiple approaches among the commentaries. One is tempted to address the question of why Hashem commanded us as addressing the other questions as well, and we'll see why in a second. Philosophically, if we were to say that Hashem commanded us not to take the baby bird in the presence of the mother bird out of compassion to the mother bird. If we were to say that the Torah commanded us to be kind people because of the value of kindness, then we are saying that there are values that the Torah has to live up to, so to speak. That's a big philosophical question. Does the Torah create the values, or are there values that the Torah has to live up to? So we're tempted to say that that question really is a broader question, and that's where we'll pick up in part two.